Well, good day. This is Soca Therapy Sessions, and very honored to have Mappy, the violinist, on the inside. How are you?
Hi, good. And you?
Thank you
for having me.
No problem, no problem. So for the people listening, they could probably tell there's an accent. So you're originally from Paris, right?
Yes, I grew up in Paris. So I'm from Réunion Island.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small French island. It's in the southeast of Madagascar and South Africa.
Oh, okay.
And it's a French colony, just as the Guadeloupe or Martinique, the French Caribbean. So my parents moved to France, so that's why we are a lot of French Caribbean or people from Réunion Island, mm-hmm, living in Paris or in France. So this is where I grew up, Paris. Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I have this accent.
Okay.
I can't get rid of it.
No, we don't want you to get rid of it. It's just for me, there's so much intrigue about you because everybody sees the videos. You've gone viral numerous times. You've been reposted by so many famous people. I believe one of the big breaks for you was the Lemon Challenge video, right?
Yes, yes.
Where you were actually on Ellen. How did that all come together to be on the Ellen show? That's amazing.
So this is a crazy story because this challenge, so I like being on Instagram and watching all the challenge because I just love Instagram.
Yeah.
So I saw this challenge and I really loved the song because it's Pharrell and Rihanna, so they are my faves.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that it was a dance challenge. But I play the violin.
Right.
So I wanted to do the challenge too. So, you know, and I couldn't dance and play the violin at the same time. So we did this video with two friends who are dancers.
Okay.
And I posted the video. I don't remember. I think it was December. So I posted the challenge and this video didn't work at all. Like that was for my first video that I posted. That people like didn't really like, maybe because it was different, maybe because I had, I don't know, dancers. I don't know. They were very good. So I have no idea, but it didn't work. So I was a little bit sad. I said, okay, so they don't like my video. So I just removed it from my page.
Okay.
Then I called my mom, so I call her every day.
Okay.
Even if I don't see her, so she has very good advice. She told me that I should post it again just because we never know. Maybe in 5 years, maybe even in 2 years, the singer will see the video. We never know what could happen. So just post it and keep doing your job and you don't know who will see it. So I posted the video again.
Mm-hmm.
And Pharrell reposted the video this time, and maybe 3 days later, the Ellen show contacted me to be on the show with Pharrell. And this is a video that I removed. I was just sad because it didn't work, and I really felt like people didn't like that video. And now this is like one of my best videos.
Crazy how that happened.
Crazy. Yeah.
So you posted the exact same video.
The exact same video, yeah.
And you deleted it because it didn't catch you, felt it didn't connect, and then all of a sudden... Wow.
That's
the thing. You just got to keep trying. You never know when that moment will happen.
Absolutely. So that was a great lesson.
Yeah.
And I was so happy.
And then you were actually on Ellen. It's gone crazy. So for you, how did you get started with violin? Was that something you were trained in from young? Did you pick up on it later in life?
So I was 6 years old when I started to play the violin. And I've always wanted to play music because my mom was listening to music like every day, all day. It was even annoying sometimes because she would wake up at 5 a.m. and play music. Uh-huh. So we were like, I was like, I want to sleep. It's too early.
Was there a certain style of music she always played?
Oh, she was playing all styles of music. Like she's still listening every kind of music. She would listen reggae or hip hop or also rock, Beatles. Oh. She has all the albums, all the Beatles albums,
nice.
Or
okay.
Rolling Stones, or everybody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She really loves music and she sings. So she doesn't play an instrument. So she wanted me to start to play an instrument,
mm-hmm,
and I chose the piano or the guitar.
Okay.
Because that's funny. I like the guitar. I just wanted to be on stage and just have fun with the guitar or mm-hmm play the piano like at home. And I like this instrument because it's polyphonic,
mm-hmm,
so you can just play, you can be your your own orchestra.
Okay, okay.
And so I went to the School of Music in Paris. The first year, you don't learn the instrument first. It's just, I don't know how we say it in English. It's like a theory. Like you learn music, like to read music and write music. And after this year, your teachers ask you what instruments you want to do. And then the next year you start your instrument because you're ready. You can
learn. You know the basics.
Exactly.
Right.
So, of course, I said guitar or piano, and they said, no, you're going to play the violin because you have a good ear, so you should use it to play this instrument because there's a lot of people who play the violin, like a lot of kids who want to play the violin, but they don't have a perfect ear, so it doesn't help them. So they need to stop after a few years just because it's very hard for them. But they can play another instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, no, you have a good ear. You should use it. You should take advantage of it. So I was sad. And I started to play the violin. I really didn't like this instrument first.
Okay.
And it was a lot of practice, a lot of work every day. Like I had to practice. I was 6 years old, but I had to practice like an hour every day. And it was a lot. So, you know, I wanted to have fun, to play games. And so yes, when you're very young, it's very hard to stay focused like that. But my mom really pushed me. She said that it was very important for me to learn how to stay focused on something like at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And I also asked her after a few months if I could just stop and change, play another instrument. And she told me no, because you know what, this is, it's going to be a lesson because this is how life works. And every time you're doing something hard and you are going through some challenges and obstacles, you need to keep going. Just don't give up because you will always end up like winning. So this is a lesson. So because you think it's hard, you should not stop and you should keep doing that. This is how life is. So you will thank me later in a few years. So I just went back to my room practicing. And now I thank her because it took maybe 3 or 4 years for me to really enjoy playing the violin, because the first few years are really hard because you really, it's just exercises, practice. You can't even play like a concerto. You can't because it's a lot of technique that you need to learn first.
Okay.
I mean, you can play, but it's not going to sound good.
Right, right.
So after four years, I was able to play like perfectly a concerto or some music. And I was able to play by ear. Like I would listen to the radio and I would listen to a song and try to play it with my violin and I could play it. So this is when I really fell in love with the violin.
Okay. It was about 4 years after you actually started.
Exactly.
You see, this is why I love doing soca therapy sessions. This is going to be, you know, there's a thing called like a light bulb moment. I have a 6-year-old son, so I'm going to force him to learn an instrument. Like, this is so good. This is good news. I like this. So since it's a classical instrument and you're just talking about concertos and so on, you use it now to play more non-classical music. And this is how you gained your popularity. Was that something you were criticized for? Like, was your mom more into like, no, you should really stay in the classical realm? I'm curious how that came about.
Oh, so when I started to play by ear the music that I liked, I just started to play in my room, like the hip hop or reggae, all the music I really wanted to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But I was listening to this music at home and playing that at home because I could not at the School of Music.
Right.
The School of Music, it's very, I mean, maybe it's changing now, but I'm not sure.
Right. At that time, it was probably very traditional, I guess.
Yeah. And specifically in Paris. So violin is violin is a classical instrument and a very respected instrument. Like respected, this is their point of view. So the way they respect this instrument is it needs to stay classical, and you need to play like really, to be really good. If you want to pretend that you're a violinist, you need to play really good classical music. So I couldn't play all this music that I was playing at home. I could not play it outside of my room.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I've always wanted to do it. And I didn't have any other violinists to look up to when I was a kid, mm-hmm. because all the violinists, they were playing classical music.
Right.
So what I was doing at home, I was like, oh, maybe that would be so cool if one day I could become like a hip hop violinist, yeah. or play reggae or play soca. I just wanted to be free, like playing my instrument, like playing music I really love. Mm-hmm. And so I graduated from the School of Music by playing classical music. Mm-hmm. And then I just decided to try to play hip hop or uh-huh. so, but I remember it didn't happen. Like it was not a very good experience first, because all people in the classical industry in France, so the people that I knew, they would just criticize me, telling that I was disgracing this instrument.
Wow.
And what I was doing was not respectful, or maybe also because, not only because of the music, but also because of what I looked like. Mm. I was different, honestly. If you could put me in an orchestra with all my other, let's say, I don't know how, what's the word, co-workers, but other musicians.
Right, the people that you graduated with, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just looked different because, to be honest, when I was at the School of Music in Paris, I didn't really see a lot of black people or any other people. So it was something, the conservatory, you would find like a lot of French, like Caucasian people. Mm-hmm. So I was different. I didn't have any friends at the School of Music. My mom, people didn't want to talk to my mom because they asked her if she was my nanny.
Really?
Yeah. So...
Wow.
That was, and that's also why my mom pushed me. She said, you're going to have to work like twice as hard these people to get the same recognition. So, and she also told me, that's why I was also practicing and I wanted to be very good, because she told me that, you know, my mom, she's from Réunion Island and she never went to school. Her parents didn't have money to pay school. So she was working since a young age. And when she had the opportunity to move to France to work, so that was for her a big opportunity. She became a housekeeper, but that was her first like job in France, in the country. Mm-hmm. So she said that her kids would not have the same experience. And she told me, you know, music is very important, because music is, everybody listens to music, like everyone in the world, and everyone loves music. So music would be your passport to break the boundaries between all the social classes, and you need this. That's why you need to be very good. Mm-hmm. And she didn't lie.
Yeah,
she didn't lie. So
that's incredible.
Yeah. So first I was rejected, and then I stopped playing the violin. I just stopped music because I didn't get bookings. I didn't get gigs. Sometimes I got I was booked to an event. Mm-hmm. Like one day I was booked with other violinists, and I looked different. And I remember they didn't want to talk to me. Like they asked me if I was a dancer.
Wow.
Or if I came for there were another artist. It was a TV show, so there were another artist in another green room, who had a gospel choir.
A choir, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they asked me if I was a part of this.
Oh.
And you know, you can't say anything, right. Because you just that was a. To me, that was a great opportunity to be here. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. And the way they treated me, I could not say anything. I was just like, okay, but if I say something, I will never get booked again. So I was just not talking.
Wow.
So I stopped one day because it was too hard. I stopped, and I stopped for 3 years. I stopped playing the violin. I went back to a regular job. Mm-hmm. I was working in the corporate world, but I was missing something. So one day I just quit that job because I really missed violin. I missed playing music. Mm-hmm. And I decided to really do what I wanted to do. And I was very lucky because one of my friends who is a DJ from Guadeloupe, I don't know, maybe you know him, DJ Gyro.
Yes.
Okay. So I knew him like a long time ago. And
yeah, I just saw him in Ibiza. Yeah, he was out there too, yeah.
Ah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he told me, Mappy, you know, he knew that I was able to play dancehall. So he said, Mappy, you should do it now. Now I see you're ready to do it. He asked me, even when I was 17, he told me, Mappy, you should just do this in the club, or people need to see, they want to see something different. Mm-hmm. And you need to show what you are able to do. But I was not ready. Okay. Because I knew people would criticize me. So after quitting my job, he called me, said, you know what, I have an event for my birthday. Mm-hmm. It's in a big venue and you should come and play. So let's do it. Now you're ready. I know this is your your moment. You need mm-hmm. to do it now. So I did it, but I was so scared. I put a mask on my face. I didn't want people to see me and to recognize me.
Seriously?
Yeah. So I just put a mask on my face and I went on stage and I did it and it worked and everybody loved it. And I think that was one of the best moments of my life mm-hmm. because for the first time I was able to do what I really like. Right. And I had a good, how you call that?
Reception.
Reception. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
A good reception from the crowd. So mm-hmm. this is when everything started.
You felt that acceptance.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the word. Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy because, I mean, hearing that you went through all of this backlash and your look didn't work when there's people now who will say it is your look that is getting you that recognition and a lot of the bookings. Like,
exactly.
It's incredible.
The look and who I really am and the music I play. And this music that I play is, that's crazy because this is why, this is what bring together people from all around the world. And mm-hmm. I have, you know, I post a soca video. And people from Russia, Poland, or whatever, they comment, they say that they like the music, they like the video, which artist is it? And so that's crazy. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, because you're exposing it to so many more people.
Right. And people who like classical music, they like the violin, and they don't even know Caribbean music or Afrobeat. So they would listen. Because it's a violin, mm-hmm. and also some people who would never listen to a violin, they would just start listening to me or to other violinists, or mm-hmm. they would maybe also listen to classical music to see, like where it comes from. Or it's just I really love doing that. So it makes me so happy because I feel like this is my mission. That was my mission from the beginning.
This is so inspiring. Me with Mappy the violinist. So how do you decide on a song to cover? Is there like a certain process you go through, or is it just something where, because I love the Old Town Road one you did. My son loves watching that, you know? So how do you actually find that song that you want to cover?
Oh, so I listen to, I'm all the time, I'm on social media every day. So mm-hmm. I really like challenges. It makes me laugh sometimes. So I listen to the radio. And so when there is a song that I really like and that makes me dance, or I play it.
Okay.
I'm not posting covers like every day, every time there is a new song. No, I'm not doing that. I just want to feel it. And so the Old Town Road, I was like, okay, I really need to play that song because mm-hmm. also because it's also country music. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was a kid, I think I was 10, I learned to play a country song mm-hmm. with the violin, and that was so funny. So I was like, okay, so this is the kind of music that would be so dope played on the violin, and it's also country and hip hop. So that was perfect. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we shot a video
with the horse.
With a horse.
It was very good.
Yeah,
I love that. And now another big moment. Well, actually, there's two that I could think of that I want to touch on. I have to big up Nathaniel, Jody, everybody from Uber Soca Cruise. Everybody loved you. You had rave reviews at the ball. So there was that. And also Tuesday on the Rocks.
Oh, yeah.
Was incredible as well. So how did that come into you being more exposed? Because as you said, you've done a lot of covers with different genres of music. But it seems now that Soca has really embraced you.
Yeah.
So how did this come about?
Oh, you know, I just think it's the power of soca because I always say that soca is the only music I know that brings people together. It's soca is happiness, is dance joy, it's peace, it's party, it's very positive. This is the most positive music that I know, and mm-hmm. that's also why I love playing soca. I love going to soca party because this is a vibe that this vibe you would never find it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. A soca party.
True.
This is people are free. People just have fun, and you know they don't feel the judgment, or they're just living their best life, mm-hmm. and that's what we should all do.
Yes, I agree, and you're doing an amazing job at that. Do you have any advice for the younger generation? Because I want my son to listen to this. I love the fact that your mom really pushed you out of your comfort zone. It's such a good story to tell. So how do you, or what would you suggest for that younger generation who are looking to follow that more non-traditional route?
Oh, yes, I would tell them, like, so first of all, practice makes perfect. Mm-hmm. So nothing comes easy. And as my mom said, even if you have difficulties and learning an instrument is difficult for, like, at the beginning, the first years, never, never, never give up. Mm-hmm. And then I would love to tell them that they just need to embrace their culture, who they are. If they want to do something, nothing is impossible. They just need to do it. Because there is a lot of people, so I didn't expect, for example, what I do right now, I didn't expect a few years ago that it would inspire young kids. And now I'm like, okay, so, but yes, this is so logic, because even when I was a kid, I didn't have nobody else to look up to. Mm-hmm. And now we are more and more like violinists or other musicians.
Yes, definitely.
Doing this, and this is... So we are just doing what we love the most. So be true to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, very good advice.
Yeah.
So I know you had your debut album, Island Girl,
yeah,
in 2017. And you had your debut single, Dream,
yeah,
that came out last year. What is next for you?
So I have a new single. We are working on the video. So I'm going to have a new single out in a few weeks.
Okay, nice.
And also, this is my original music. So I'm working on an original album. I also write music.
Okay.
I compose. So I just can't wait to share it.
Nice. Do you have a name that you could share with us, what it's going to be called? Or
I don't know yet. I want to tell you the name of the next single.
Okay.
But the next single is called Tropsicle. So it's a mix of tropical and classical.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just can't wait to shoot the video and release it.
That's going to be beautiful. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Fanny.
And definitely keep on the lookout. Let everybody know your social media and how to follow you and get in touch with you.
Okay. So on Instagram, it's IAMAPY. IAMAPY. I'm on Facebook and YouTube. It's Mappy Violinist, and also Twitter, Mappy Violinist. So follow me everywhere.
Perfect. The Violin Queen, Mappy. I definitely appreciate that. Mappy, MAPY. I am Mappy on social media, so check her out.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Right. Thank you for having me.